Morning Watch. Knowing, experiencing, and enjoying Christ as revealed in Philippians, week 3. Being one in soul to enjoy Christ by thinking the one thing, by being one with Christ in his inward parts, and by allowing God to operate in us the willing and the working for his good pleasure. Monday, related verses. Philippians 1, verses 4 through 5. Always in my every petition on behalf of you all, making my petition with joy. For your fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel from the first day until now. Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Philippians 2 verses 17 through 18. But even if I am being poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I rejoice, and I rejoice together with you all. And in like manner you also rejoice, and you rejoice together with me. Philippians 3, verse 1a. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4, verses 1 and 4. So then, my brothers, beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, in the same way, stand firm in the Lord, beloved. Verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 3. Since you are being manifested that you are a letter of Christ ministered by us, inscribed not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in tablets of hearts of flesh. Related reading. The saints in Philippi had fellowship unto the gospel, participating in the furtherance of the gospel through the apostle Paul's ministry. This participation included their financial contributions to the apostle, which issued in the furtherance of the gospel. This kind of fellowship, which kept them from being individualistic and diversely minded, implies that they were one with the apostle Paul and with one another. This gave them the ground for their experience and enjoyment of Christ, which is the main point of Philippians. The Christ experiencing and enjoying life is a life in the furtherance of the gospel, a gospel preaching life, not individualistic, but corporate. Hence, there is the fellowship unto the furtherance of the gospel. The more fellowship we have in the furtherance of the gospel, the more Christ we experience and enjoy. This kills our self, ambition, preference, and choice. The experience of Christ is a matter primarily in our spirit, but the enjoyment of Christ is in our soul. To experience Christ is one thing, and to enjoy Christ is another. Sometimes we experience Christ not in the way of enjoyment, but in the way of suffering. We may say, I must take Christ as my life and live by him. I have to experience Christ. But this is not the enjoyment of Christ. Like children who eat without enjoying their food, many times we experience Christ without enjoying him. Instead of enjoying Christ, we suffer. Thus, we can have the experience of Christ without the enjoyment of Christ. The problem here is with our soul. Strictly speaking, Philippians is a book not only on the experience of Christ, but also on the enjoyment of Christ. In Philippians 3 verse 8, Paul says that for the sake of Christ, he counted all things as refuse. This is not only a matter of experience, but also a matter of enjoyment. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ also indicates enjoyment. Excellency is not mainly for experience, but for enjoyment. In chapter 3, Paul seemed to be saying, formerly, I, Saul of Tarsus, enjoyed my status. I was a Hebrew of the Hebrews and a Pharisee. But now I count all things lost for Christ. The refuse the dog food mentioned in verse 8 indicates no enjoyment. No human being can have enjoyment from dog food. With the enjoyment of Christ, there is a pleasant taste. The reason for writing the epistle to the Philippians was that, although they were for the Lord and cared for his servant and were very good in their spirit, they had a problem in their soul because they did not think the same thing. In their thinking, they had a problem. Hence, Paul wrote this epistle to advise them and even to beg them to be one in soul. I am somewhat concerned that you may not have very much enjoyment of Christ. As time has gone by, you may have lost this enjoyment. The reason for this is that there is a problem in the soul. Either the sisters are too much in the emotion, or the brothers are too much in the mind. But we all have a problem with our stubborn will. Many of those who have been in the Lord's recovery a long time are like children eating food without enjoying it. The young people may be very active in preaching the gospel on the campuses. They may pray, praise, and shout hallelujah, but all this may become merely the carrying out of a duty. If you do not have much enjoyment of Christ, it indicates that you are not one in soul. Your thoughts and emotions differ from those of others. The reason Euodia and Syntyche were not one was that they had a problem in the soul. They were not thinking the same thing.